Last week we said that the manual mental divide, or rather our unconscious belief in the manual mental divide, plugged into the citizen barbarian division, our belief in the necessity of the state, or rather of the necessity of its physical infrastructure, is the motive force that turns power's key coin of control. Violence is inherent in our nature, and labor is our inevitable lot. This means the force is double-edged, as we learned from Bentham. One end is in the physical world, the material constructs of the state, and the other within our internalization of discipline. Another name for this key myth is the necessity of rule, which assumes and manifests the division between mental and manual labor, the key expression for rule being of this division, the division between citizen and barbarian. Now, Bentham is certain that we must be driven. And once power got fully behind him, it made them incredibly effective. Coercion for Bentham is a given in his moral universe, and there is no other way to drive the people to happiness because of our class position or because of our alleged violence, our passion. And so, to be passionless in Bentham's world, dominated by centuries of tyrannical bloodletting by and of those who claim the sword of rule, was a virtue, equated with the rule of reason.